Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You can't see my nipple, can you?
What's on your mind? She's getting real, not afraid to feel. Take her soul to soul, just let it flow. No one can do it quite like Caroline. It's time for Caroline.
Okay, we are back with Ray Lynn, and we are doing a bonus episode of Call Caroline, where
Call Caroline
listeners are calling in with their burning questions. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
You ready to get after these?
So. I'm ready. Do we get to be like therapists, like online therapists?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready.
Which you actually could be a great therapist because you have so much wisdom. If you haven't heard the Monday's episode, listen to it because Raylan drops some wisdom on life.
We try.
You know. You do. Okay.
Sweet.
Okay, so let's see what we got.
Let's see what we got.
Hi, Caroline. This is Katie. My question is, what would you say is a habit or a little tick that your husband has that gets on your nerves? And how do you handle that? And then secondly, what would he say about you and your annoying tick? And how do you try to manage that as well? Thanks.
Thanks. I mean, that's marriage 101.
Marriage 101.
Add a kid.
They're gonna annoy you. You're gonna annoy them. You go first.
No. You do. Because I feel like Josh is perfect. Josh is like an angel.
Josh is perfect. I would say, I don't think it's annoying. I feel like he doesn't think that I'm funny.
He doesn't think you're funny?
He thinks I'm funny. But like, he does think I'm funny. But we have very different, like our humor's different. But
like, are you trying to make him laugh all the time?
Yes, I'm always trying to make him laugh.
And he's not laughing.
But then it makes me laugh because he doesn't laugh. And like, especially like when my best friend Demi's over, we're always just annoying him, which I think is so funny. But he acts like he's annoyed, but don't you love this about guys? They act like they annoy, but they actually love it. Like, he loves like girl talk. Like,
he does?
Oh, he loves girl talk. He's like, so he acts like he doesn't want to know what's going on. But then in the other room, if we're talking about something, he's like, so what are we talking about? Like, my favorite thing that Kaylee Dickerson said is, I think we were over, you were there too. We were over at Cannon Smith's. This was years ago.
Oh, at a birthday party.
And then he comes over. He goes, what are we drinking, girlies? But probably my annoying tick,
Are you talking about Russell said that?
No, Kaylee. Kanan. Josh said that to Kaylee and me. Oh. He goes, what are we drinking, girlies? And she thought it was so funny. I already know one thing about myself, and I'm actually, this is a bad thing, but it's not bad, but like, I process things in my head, and so I feel like he's already gonna know what I'm saying. So if I'm like talking about the moon landing, right? Like
the moon landing,
just like something wild, right? I'll be like, but
has someone landed on the moon lately?
No, and I don't know if I believe in it. But so anyway,
are you a flat earther?
I don't know if
you're a flat earth. Oh my god, I don't even know what that is yet. Okay,
I process things in my head. So Josh will be like, you know, we'll be talking about something, and then I'll be thinking of something else, and I'll just say, what do you think about this? Or not like, oh, can you believe that? And he's like, what are you actually talking about? I already probably know that's one of his takes. I probably have so many of them, but.
Does he do anything though? Cause like, okay. Especially like when you have a kid.
You started talking about Michael.
Well, Michael is great.
Michael's the best.
He's the best. But I mean, when you're married to someone for 10 years almost and you have a kid.
And also too, like I'm kind of messy. Josh is very clean.
Oh, okay. See, that would drive me nuts. I'm super clean.
Like I'm clean, but I'm not. Like I just, like my sink doesn't have to be clean. The common areas have to be clean. Like the living room.
That's fair.
The kitchen, like stuff like that. But like, and it's probably the military part of Josh too. Like everything has to be in its spot, which is great.
Okay, well, because like there's this thing called the HH. Have you heard of the HH?
Uh-uh.
It's the husband hatred. It happens when you have a baby. Did you ever have that?
Uh-uh.
You never got the HH?
Uh-uh.
Like you never hated Josh? Like did he always like, because like, you know, like when you have a baby, I sometimes feel like men just like don't know what to do. But Josh did, didn't he? He did. I knew he was one of those. He did. Did he just do all the things?
The funniest thing that he did, and I'll never forget when Tyler hated
Michael. Okay.
No, sometimes
you're like,
no, I get it.
You don't know how to do anything with this baby.
It was really funny. One thing that Josh did say, he goes, I just don't know what to do. I just don't have a boob. If I had a boob, I would help, but I don't have titties. Like, it was just like funny. Like, when you're nursing, it's like, he's like, and it felt,
because the baby only wants
you. Men do feel very hopeless, but Josh was so great. He would clean the breast pump. He would do the stuff. He'd always have it ready for me to pump in the middle of the night. Like, Josh was like, no complaints. He was pretty epic.
So, Josh
was. But he loved, his thing is he never wanted Daisy to cry, obviously. So, he'd blow dry her with a blow dryer so that she wouldn't cry. And I'll never forget when Tyler Hubbard came over, Tyler and Haley, to come visit Daisy. And Daisy, like, I was changing his diaper. And, like, I'm obviously used to changing her diaper and Daisy and Josh blow drying her because I've seen this. But the average person that comes over, they're like, what the hell is Josh doing? Like, he goes, are you blow drying your baby right now? And he goes, she doesn't cry. She was crying with me. And then he's like, it's actually pretty genius, but it was funny. We ended up having the pediatrician first time. She's like, okay, we have to stop with the blow dryer. It was so funny.
But I feel like sometimes guys are just not aware. I feel like if I was going to say something that annoyed me, it's like just because Michael is so great and so sweet. And
Michael's very sweet.
Such a good husband, father, all of it. But it's like, I just feel like he's such a dude. Like, Michael is a guy, is a guy, is a guy. He grew up with four brothers. He's been in a band. He's one of four brothers.
Josh is a dude, but also he had four sisters.
Okay, well, he's got an unfair advantage.
He does have an unfair advantage.
That's a super unfair advantage, okay? And ladies, just to let you know, if you marry someone who has sisters, they are going to understand a female a lot better.
Yeah, they will.
Michael grew up with three rowdy brothers. He's in a band with three other guys his whole life. He's been around dudes forever.
And he had a daughter.
Yeah. God's saying, I got to level the playing field here, you know?
Yeah.
And now Sunny is like girl. I mean, she's adventure girl, but like,
she's girly.
So he's just like, the girl world is like, he's learning it with me, you know, because he didn't grow up in it.
Yeah.
But Josh grew up in it. So he knows what girls need.
Yep. So what's your annoying tick about Michael? Because you didn't answer the question.
I feel like he's so great, and he's such a, I mean, disposition.
All of our husbands.
I don't want Michael to be like, I can't believe you're talking me on blast. You know, I think sometimes he just doesn't know to look for certain details that I need done.
But guys forget details. That's why they need a woman. Like, that's
true. I know.
Like, it's like, and that's the thing is, I want to feel needed. So like, I can't get mad if Josh forgets a sound machine for a nap, like, or forgets to sleep. Like, you know, because of course he did. Like, of course he didn't, like, forgot the bottle. Like, you know, like, he's not. So, but it makes you feel needed, but also I get what you're saying. But that's also being married to a dude. So.
I know. Well, and it's just like, you know, I feel like for me, I probably didn't really have many things that annoyed me too much until Sunny was born, because it's like,
you notice everything.
You're packing. You know what she needs to wear. You know what she needs to pack. You know what she needs to eat. You know when she needs to change her diaper. You know when she needs to be fed, you know, getting your school in line, getting your appointments with her doctor in line. It's like,
it's a lot.
Michael's there to help, but like, For some reason, women just do all that. Why do women just do all that?
It's on the resume, baby. It's true.
I think that that's probably when I got annoyed. It's like, man, my workload just got, which I love this workload. Yeah. I love the mom workload, but I'm like, why do you not, why did the download hit me and it didn't hit you?
That's the way God created us.
Is that just
I think it is. It has to be. And we feel needed, though.
I mean, I know I'm needed.
I know. Yeah, I know I'm needed.
I know I'm needed.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why we got a puppy for Sunny for Christmas.
Aww.
But I said to Michael and Sunny, I said, I am not going to imprint with this dog.
No, it's yours.
No, I am not going to imprint with this dog because I will get in there and I will love this dog. I will kiss this dog. I will nurture this dog. I will spoon feed this dog. Yeah. I'm going to snuggle this dog. And then this dog is going to only want to be with me.
Yeah.
And I was like,
this is y'all's dog.
This is y'all's dog. So I keep the dog alive, but I have stood back.
Okay, that's good.
I did not like love it extra. I'm like, girl, you're going to survive.
This is your thing.
This is your dog. Yeah. And it imprinted with Sunny. Believe it or not, she slings that thing over her shoulder. Like, dog,
that's so funny.
You're tough, yeah. So overall, I think that just like him not being able to like know what is in my running to-do list and just like take some of it would be my annoying thing.
You don't know my Costco list.
Your Costco girly thing cracked me up.
I don't know how that thing popped off. It was hilarious.
Costco girly.
I'm a Costco girly. I was like, of course I buy extra toilet paper for my friends who are too cheap to buy them.
I'm a Costco girly.
I was just being so stupid.
Raylan made a video on her Instagram and TikTok. I don't know wherever it is, but it's like Costco girly. That thing, that went viral.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Did Costco give you a free membership?
No, but they should.
They should.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah, you'd be a great spokesperson.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Anyway, so, you know, I think just like accepting the fact, and it's like you said earlier in our interview that we talked about, our long form interview on Monday, it's like you can't get annoyed by every little thing, because when you live with someone, and first especially their seasons.
They're
seasons that are intense, and you're literally
football kind of annoys me. Just like, why is everything, the game's on.
He's a football guy?
You're not even like, You don't even have a team. You have a play. You like players, and now fantasy messes up everything.
He's one of those.
Yes.
Michael's not that.
See, like, and I don't mind football. I love football, but it's like, why can't we just have a team and that's what we watch every week? But no, now there's players, and you got to do your players have got to do good. So you got to watch your players play every time.
I only know football because of Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
And Taylor Swift.
Oh, God.
I know. It's so annoying. I'm so annoying. I know.
I love it, though. I like seeing her with a guy like that, though. It's cool.
I like that she's like, she got pursued, too.
Yeah. Because,
I mean, it'd be very hard to pursue Taylor Swift.
Yeah. It's like, where do you start?
But, and he did it.
He just did it.
That's cool. I'm like, that's kind of awesome.
Hey, you're not going to get it unless you try.
Hey. And he got it.
He did.
We'll see how it goes, but I'm enjoying watching it.
If they get married, I think it'd be super cute.
I think it'd be great. It's gonna be like a royal wedding. Everyone in the world's gonna want to see it.
Oh my God, of course.
I know. Yeah. So anyway, I think that there's seasons.
I love it how the big revolving door of our whole conversation based off, what do we get annoyed by our husbands?
I know, right? But you know what? At the end of the day, I'm like, because sometimes when I'm in the midst of my annoyance, especially like when Sunny was super young and like you're postpartum, your body's whack, your emotions are insane.
You cry about everything.
You're crying about everything. And then this husband doesn't have a boob and the baby just wants you and you got this whole list of things to do. And I'm literally like, what in the world? Like you're losing your mind. I mean, I did for a little bit, but it's like the most love you've ever felt. But then you're also like, Are you like,
is everybody okay?
Is everybody okay? Are you in this with me? Because like, I feel like
they are,
but they just don't know what to do.
They just don't know what to do.
And then you get through it and then you go through seasons and you grow. It's just like, stick it out. Like you said, if you got a good person and a good partner,
you married him for a reason.
Yeah.
If you're married to a good person, you're always going to work it out.
And there's going to be seasons where like, sometimes I feel like he's annoying me, but like she's asking, Katie's asking, like, what are you doing? I am annoying because I'm a little, I think, controlling probably.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, you should
and
do
you
things this way.
You should do it this way because it's going to work out better.
And this is the plan I need us to have.
I love that.
So I think being married to someone is being with someone all the time. I mean,
yeah,
it's just, there's going to be times.
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
Except for Josh. You don't ever get the HH. You never got the HH.
I never hated my husband.
Well,
no.
It's not real hate. It's just not, like you feel like you're a little useless.
Annoyance.
Okay, yeah, just a little annoyance.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do one more question. And listen, Michael and Josh, y'all
we love
best.
You. Yeah,
so much.
Absolutely. There's no harm, no foul.
No harm, no foul. I mean, if he got on here, he would probably, they'd say we're perfect.
Oh, yeah. No.
What would Josh say about you?
He'd probably just say I'm wild.
But that's why he likes you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael would probably say I'm a little bit controlling. But I'm not controlling.
The thing about me is, like, if we went on this Christmas bar crawl, and when I planned a drink, I get schmasted. And he, like, he's the best husband, though. He just carries me back into the house. He's like, I had to tell the Uber driver, like, I swear this is my wife. I'll show you the photos. I'm not taking her home.
So you go hard.
I go hard in the paint, but not very much. But what I do.
When you do, you're letting your...
Oh, do you have the next question
ready?
Your bra
come off. Okay, we're ready for the next question. Okay. Here we go.
Hey, Caroline. I could use a little bit of advice. So me and my fiance are planning our wedding for later this year. And oh my gosh, it is so expensive to plan a wedding, even a simple one.
Hello.
So we have come to the conclusion that we want this to be a child-free wedding. And we're really nervous that that's going to cause some controversy. So I just wanted to get your advice on the best way for us to break it to people that they need to leave their kids at home. Thanks.
I think the best way to break it to people to leave kids at home is, listen, does she have, obviously this girl probably doesn't have kids, but that's okay. Just say, hey, I want you guys to have a good time. I want you to have a date night. Like, it's in advance enough for you to get a sitter. We're doing child-free. That way, everybody can truly enjoy themselves and not have the stress of bringing their children. I think when you come from that aspect, because everybody wants to, like, have a break.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, not be on, you know? And, like, Daisy's going to be in a wedding.
She's going to be flower girl?
She's going to be the flower girl.
Stop.
But she's the only kid at the wedding. But then she's going to go home and go to bed. You
You're
know what I mean?
You're going to send her home.
Huh? Girl.
Mama's got to get schmasted.
Yeah, mama's got to get an Uber. Okay, I'm just kidding. No, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think it's bad if you come from that aspect of, like, I don't think that that's heartless. And I think I think it all depends on the people that you're inviting. But I don't think it's heartless.
And I think, honestly, I think parents are looking for a hard no sometimes not to bring their kids because
they feel guilty. Like,
yeah.
I know I would feel guilty. Oh, should I bring Daisy? There's going to be family there, whatever. But if there's a hard no,
I don't think it's bad. And Sunny wants to go everywhere. And like how you are with Daisy, I want to bring Sunny everywhere. Yes. But then like when you do have like the hard no, it's just going to be parents. Like, because how often do you get a date night?
Yeah,
you
know? And that's what I'm saying. I think if you
dress up and...
I think if you approach it in that way, you're going to be fine, girl.
Yeah, agreed.
That's the way you do.
Totally agreed. And honestly, just think about it. You're kind of doing them a favor because... they might not have done it for themselves.
And two, it's your damn day. If you don't want kids there, you don't have to have kids there.
Preach.
I want you to dress like a unicorn. Okay, you have to dress. It is your damn day. Take that back.
Take it back. Okay, well, there you go. All the problems of the world solved. Thank you guys for tuning in to
Caroline and Ray.
This bonus episode of Call Caroline and Ray. All your burning questions answered. And if you want to leave a voicemail because you have more burning questions that you need answered by my incredible epic guest with me, there's a link in the show notes. So call in.
Call in.
Call in. Woo. Will you call in and leave a question?
I'm definitely going to leave you a question.
Okay. Great. Okay. Bye.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.